Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called A Dirty Little Parenting Secret. My columns can be found in over 100 papers and websites worldwide. You just Google my name or A Dad's Point of View. You can listen to any of my shows, read any of my current or past columns by visiting my website, brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like System of a Down. Well, I will get to that momentarily. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Sallan, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook, you're not being a good parent. Trust me on this. I talk about it often and I write about it often. So last night I went to a concert. I wonder how many of you have ever heard of the group System of a Down. It was quite an adventure, as I was the oldest person there by maybe two or three decades. The crowd was a mixture of ugly to unattractive to downright skanky, and those were the better-looking people. It was System of a Down, however, is a really unusual and clever and very wild group. I don't attend a lot of these sort of things, but it keeps me in touch with my kids as I brought both my teen boys to this concert. And many of my other colleagues my age, specifically Michael Medved, who I respect and know very well personally, and who in fact graciously wrote, along with his wife Diane Medved, the foreword for my book, which is just out, which we'll talk about later. He doesn't, I don't think, attend this sort of hard metal rock concert. But as I said, this was quite the experience, and I would like to just play you a little bit from my favorite song of theirs, which is called Radio Video. So, Richard, would you please? That is actually one of their tamer songs. It has a very funny, I think, infectious beat, and the crowd was going wild. But I think it's the lyrics, the depth and quality and insightful lyrics that really stand out. Let's do a little bit of those lyrics of the song we just played for you. They take me away from the strangest places, sweet Danny and Lisa. They take me away from... Hey, man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio. Hey, man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the video with Danny and Lisa. Now, does that not really stir your emotions? I don't know. Do I have my son on the line? Okay, well, I will. My son is calling me, so I think we'll just see what he has to say about it. All right. Hey, Arnie, are you there?
Hey, man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio.
Oh, very good. Well, what was your dad doing during that song?
You're dancing around.
Yeah, and what did my youngest son, who so adores his father right now, being the teenager that he is, what did he say about my dancing and rocking out?
Well, he was just embarrassed beyond belief, but...
And what did he write to my wife, his stepmom?
Dad is making a complete fool of himself.
And what did you say? Because you were actually, you shocked me with your defense. I loved what you said.
Oh, well, I just said, why are you making fun of him? It's just how he expresses himself at the concert. There's other people doing weird things, but no one cares because...
They're enjoying themselves. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us, because I can't even remember the name of the opening act.
Oh, yeah, it was Gogol Bordello.
One more time?
Gogol Bordello.
Gogol Bordello?
Yeah.
What does Gogol mean?
I have no idea.
It's not Google Bordello.
No, it's a Gogol.
It's Gogol Bordello. And there were like nine different players in this group, and what was the song that they played at the end that was the most popular?
I think it was called Start Wearing Purple.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Anyway, would you describe the crowd as one of the most good-looking group of people you've ever seen?
It was pretty good-looking crowd, not going to lie.
I would want you to lie. Well, I guess, listeners, you have just heard the proverbial generation gap as I was horrified by the crowd, and my 17-year-old loved it. If you want to visit and see something really terrific, go to BruceAllen.com, go to the blog section, and you can see the music video that my son made for my show and my book. He performed the song with a friend of his named Jay, and he's on the video along with some silly stuff of me skiing and other things. Arnie, I'd love to have you back on when we do some recording later today, but I got to move on to the show. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thanks for taking us yesterday. It was fun.
All right, well, you're welcome. It was my pleasure. The fact that you're still let me do these things is my privilege and joy. And now get back to homework. He's an independent study, home-schooled kid, in case you're wondering why he's calling me at this hour of the day. All right, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye, Arnie. He's a really talented musician, and you should see some of his videos. He actually talked his way on stage at the Roxy Theater in Hollywood when he was 16 years old and did a jam with the lead singer of the two groups, Audioslave and Soundgarden, who's one of the more well-regarded musicians of his time, a guy by the name of Chris Cornell. And my son shouted out and said, "Hey, Chris, can I ask you a question?" And talked his way on stage where Chris Cornell was doing an acoustic charity concert with just an acoustic guitar and a cello. He gave my son his acoustic guitar, a $5,000 Martin guitar, got an electric guitar for himself, looked at my son, and they had agreed on a song already, even though he never had met my son. The crowd is screaming, looks at my son, they give each other that musician's nod of, "Are you ready?" And they start playing, and my son matches Chris Cornell, 16 years old, first time on a big stage like this, note for note, including the relatively complex solo. The crowd is screaming. His girlfriend is going, "That's my boyfriend!" At one point, she said, "That's my effing boyfriend." But that is not for public consumption. She was only 15, I think, at the time. Should not be talking like that. But that's what they do. And at the very end of the concert, Chris Cornell looks at Arnie and says something to the effect, "Wow, that was pretty good." Anyway, I have not gotten to my subject, which I will, but my book is out, so I need to tell you about it. It's on Amazon. You can find it at Amazon in Kindle form, which is available right now, or the actual book form is available shortly, and you can pre-order it at BruceAllen.com or at Amazon. But I'm going to have a giveaway contest for my book every show until Father's Day. You will win a copy of the book and its companion poster, a $26.90 value, plus free shipping. And if you order now, you'll get two for the price of one. No, you'll just get one. To win, answer the following three questions. One, who is the publisher of the book? Two, how many pages is it per Amazon? Three, who wrote the foreword? The 19th correct answer via email will win, but you cannot submit your answers via email to bruce@brucesallen.com, that's bruce@brucesallen.com, before Sunday evening, May 29th at noon Pacific Standard Time or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because that wouldn't be fair to the different time zones that listen to the show. Again, the three questions to win my book and poster. Who is the publisher of the book? How many pages is it per Amazon? And who wrote the foreword? Write your answers starting at noon on Sunday, May 29th, to bruce@brucesallen.com. That's bruce@brucesallen.com. That's S like System of a Down. And I guess the dirty little parenting secret is going to have to wait for another segment of our show. We will be back with The Men's Room and Wayne Levine. This is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. And I had so much fun doing this segment. I hope you did too. Come right back.